Thank you, Ron. Wonderful job on your first hymn leading here. Really appreciate it. Well, happy Sabbath, brethren. Welcome to those joining us on the webcast. Today I want to share a story that's very close to my heart and timely for my wife Sarah and I. For the past several months, we've been searching for a new home. We prayed every step of the way, asking for God to let His perfect will be done. Finding a new home is a big deal. We were greatly blessed when we found our condo back in 2019, but it was time to move on. Our needs have changed since then, and this was to be the next big step in our journey through life. There were moments when we thought we had found the perfect house. We got excited. We made plans. We thought, if this doesn't work out, we may never find something equal or better. And then doors would close. Even the sale of our condo fell through with the first buyer when we ran into an issue with our HOA. It was frustrating. We wondered what exactly God had in store for us. Was this a bad idea? We would ask. Were we too hasty on our decision to sell? But we kept praying, trusting that God knew what was best. Then, the same week that we lost our first buyer, another came along, and everything fell perfectly into place. We never even heard anything about our HOA from the lender. Escrow was short and effortless. The same thing happened with the houses that we were looking at. Every time we saw a door, that door was shut before we could walk through. We saw a couple of houses we really liked, the best of which we lost due to the inability to sell our home. And the time just didn't line up. And we loved that house, though the taxes were high. But we had to move on from that. The next house we saw, we thought we wanted didn't check all of our boxes, but it was the best that we had seen thus far. And at that time, the price was also very good. The sellers, however, turned out to be a nightmare. We felt that God was telling us to move on, and it wasn't worth the trouble, so we decided to walk away. After walking away from that purchase, I was beginning to lose hope. The whole process was turning into an emotional roller coaster. Yet we continued on and continued praying for God's will and arranged to see a few more houses on my next day off. I wasn't expecting to like any of them based on what I had seen on the internet. When we arrived at the second house, I was reminded of when we first saw the condo that we bought in 2019. I liked it way more in person than I did online. And this one checked every box. It had a 3-car garage, room for a pool table, a private backyard, even some things we didn't even know we wanted. And just like that, and just like the time before, everything fell into place. We made an offer the next day. They accepted our offer that very night. Looking back, if we had bought one of those other homes, we would have missed out on something so much better. We aren't out of the woods yet. Escrow is scheduled to close next month, but everything is going very well. My point, when we wait on God and trust His timing, He gives us the best possible outcome. This isn't just my story. It's a principle that we see throughout the Bible. One of the clearest examples is with Abraham and Sarah. When God first spoke to Abraham in Genesis 12, He told him to leave his homeland and go to a place he would show him. This was a huge step of faith. Abraham left everything familiar, his country, his relatives, his security. In that culture, family and land were everything. And then God promised Abraham something incredible. "I will make you into a great nation," he told him. But there was one problem. You see, Abraham and Sarah had no children. In those days, childlessness was devastating. It meant no heir, no security, no continuation of the family name. It was a source of shame and heartbreak. And yet, God promised descendants as numerous as the stars. Humanly speaking, this was impossible. Abraham was already 75 when God made this promise. Sarah was 65. And so, they waited. Year after year had passed. They waited. They prayed. They wondered if they had misunderstood God, similar to my wife and I during this whole process. At one point, they even tried to help God out by having a child through Hagar. But that wasn't God's plan, was it? God reaffirmed his promise multiple times. Genesis 15, Genesis 17, Genesis 18. He even changed their names to Abraham and Sarah as a sign of his covenant. Finally, after 25 years, when Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90, God fulfilled his promise. Isaac was born, the child of promise. Why did God make them wait so long? Because his timing is perfect. He wanted them, and he wants us to know that his promises are sure even when they seem impossible. As Romans 4, verse 20 through 21 says regarding Abraham, "Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised." And on that note, we read also in Isaiah 40, verse 31, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." Just like Abraham and Sarah, we prayed and we waited. Each closed door was God's protection. Each delay was his preparation. And when the time was right, everything fell into place. Maybe you are waiting today. Maybe for a job. Maybe you're waiting for healing. Maybe you're waiting for a breakthrough. Waiting is hard, brethren. It tests our faith. But remember, God's delays are not his denials. I'll say that again. God's delays are not his denials. His timing is perfect, and his plans are always better than ours. If we had rushed ahead, we would have missed out on the blessing that God had prepared for us. And the same is true for you. So what do we do while we wait? We pray. We trust. We keep believing that the one who promised is faithful. What are you waiting for today? Can you trust God's timing even when doors are closed? Remember, brethren, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Waiting is not wasted time. It's preparation for God's best. Happy Sabbath.